Good evening. It's Tuesday, September 27, 2022, 6 p.m., and I call the Wrangell Assembly to order. I'll lead the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, we have no ceremonial matters tonight, so we'll move to roll call, please.
Yes, Assemblymember David Powell.
Here.
DeBoer.
Here.
Gilbert.
Here.
Morrison. Ryan Howe.
Here.
Dalrymple.
Here.
And Mayor Prasanta.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Persons to be heard. This is the part of the meeting where we hear the public. Thank you. Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Would you like to speak on a matter before the assembly?
What I briefly wanted, I think it's under your new business, but it was involving the lease of part of the sawmill site to Shorty.
Okay.
And I'm the nearest neighbor to Shorty, so I have no objections. He's the type of business I think Wrangell needs. You know, and we're tossing back and forth from what I gather, short-term lease, long-term lease. Shorty's got other options. And if you don't give him a long-term lease or a sale, which is preferable, he's going to leave. He's already making arrangements. He is under the impression that you don't want him here. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But that's the impression he's taking away. I talked to him just this afternoon. So he's bringing in business now. I don't care if you want to lease this to the cruise ships at some point down the road. You have planning. You have all of this other stuff. You got to build the infrastructure. The docks have got to be built back in. I can guarantee you, you're not going to have anything going for 10 years. So in that time period, why don't we have somebody making money and bringing money into the community? I like Shorty. He's honest. He's fair. He employs people here. He's a good neighbor. So I hate to see us run him off and send him to another community. That's all I've got to say.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? I want us to make sure we, you know, acknowledge the public when they speak. So thank you. Amendments to the agenda. Does any assembly member have any amendments to the agenda? Assembly member Dalrymple?
Madam Vice Mayor, I would like to move item 6B, 6C, 6D to unfinished business. Do I need to spell out those resolutions?
No. No, and we don't need a motion or a second. All right, so those will be under new business, unfinished business. All right.
I have an amendment as
okay.
Well. I would actually like to pull off of the agenda the, which one is it?
13B.
13B, correct. So that's the lease for granting me the authority to negotiate a temporary use permit to channel construction. So with advice from council, we need to run it back through planning and zoning before we bring it to the assembly.
And the port commission. Okay. Right. And that's from legal counsel, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So we'll remove item 13B from new business. Any other amendments to the agenda? Okay. I'm hearing none. Conflict of interest. Any assembly member have a conflict on any item on the agenda? All right, seeing none, consent agenda, let's have a motion on consent agenda approval as modified.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted and modified.
Dalrymple seconds.
Okay, so motion by Powell, second by Dalrymple. Any discussion? Okay, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assemblymember DeBoer.
Yes.
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
John Rempel?
Yes.
Mayor Prisanka?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, item 7, Borough Manager's Report.
Good evening, Mayor. Assembly, just a couple things. Attended the International City Managers Association the past week, and definitely some good training there and some lessons learned from some of the other communities on their economic development and what they're doing. And then also there was a contingent from Alaska that was there as well, so I got to spend 3 or 4 days with some of the other city managers from Alaska. So definitely good talking to them and see what they're doing and some of the same issues that we have here as far as trying to get people hired, housing issues. So it's pretty much across Alaska, all of the same issues that we're kind of experiencing here. Chamber of Commerce will be hosting an economic forum on September 30th, this Friday, from noon to 4. So that should be good and definitely timely as far as kind of what we're going to do moving forward, and actually looking at the mill property as well and kind of figuring out what's going to be done out there. And then Town Hall at 6:30 on Wednesday, September 28th, at the Nolan Center, or did that get moved? Nolan Center? Okay. So that'll be in the Nolan Center, basically to answer any questions from the public on the bond issues we have, and then also on the request for lease or sale of the mill property. And then we had a new hire at the Nolan Center, Michael Valida. I think that's how I pronounce his name correctly. And then just a report from Nolan Center in general, just a really busy season with the cruise ship, so they did pretty well on their sales compared to the last couple of years. So that was really good. And then the museum has several new accessions that they have on display in the lobby. So if you get a chance to go by there and take a look and take a look at them, it's pretty neat. And then the Nolan Center hosted the Sharing Our Knowledge Conference last week, and that went over really well. So definitely good for the community, having that many people in here and bringing business in here. And then just also the diversity that it brought as well. So it was really good. And so I was going to talk about the upper part of St. Michael Street has drainage issues that was fixed up there by the school, but I can report now that we have a major leak on St. Michael's for the water line that's just off of Main Street there. So it's figure out what's going on there and try to get that fixed. But for the public, it's definitely a big leak, and we'll try to get it fixed as soon as we can. And then there's some pretty good pictures of some of the work, like in the report, that Public Works has done. So definitely recommend to take a look at those. And that was all I had.
Any questions for the borough manager, Assembly Member Dalrymple?
To the manager, Jeff, I'd be interested, not tonight necessarily, just hear what our visitor status was this summer. Probably it takes a while to collate that.
For the Nolan Center, or just in...
Just period, if we have cruise ship arrivals, Nolan Center, number of visitors, just kind of how the summer went.
Okay.
Any other questions? Can we post the manager's report on our website? I know we're thinking about...
Yeah, of course.
Okay, with the pictures and things,
okay.
that would be information for the public.
Okay.
Good information. Okay, any other questions? All right, borough clerk's report, please.
I don't have a lot. I have a copy of the sample ballot attached to my report. Absentee voting is going on. It was going on last week. It's going on this week, and it will continue until 4 p.m. on Monday the 3rd. So we do have our election from 8 to 8 at the Nolan Center on October 4th. So hopefully everybody will come out and vote. And then also, if anybody wants to be a write-in on the ballot that did not file their declaration before, the deadline is 4 p.m. this Friday. We do have quite a few people that actually are absentee voting by mail this year.
Good.
So I think I have more this year than I've ever had, so, which is good. And not all of them are out of town, so some of them just want to their mailbox and then drop it in their mailbox back to me. So,
thank you. Any questions? Item 9, Mayor and Assembly Business. Any Assembly Member or the Mayor have any reports to make? Assembly Member Powell?
I don't have any reports, but I have a question about the thing we took off the agenda. When, for the public, is the, are we going to talk to the harbor and the planning and zoning to get that going?
So I believe the next Port Commission meeting, and Steve's not here, but it'll be October, I think, the 11th. It got pushed back from the 6th. But we need to finalize some documents as well with Shorty before, but because it did go before the Port Commission, there were some questions that they had, so we got to go back, get those questions answered, and then bring it back to the Port Commission for approval.
So we're talking in the middle of next month. Coming back to us.
It'll be back. We're hoping second assembly meeting in October. Late October is the hope.
So we have to follow the process in the code, which is to advertise in the newspaper. So we're going to be doing that. I'm going to start that on October 5th. And then it'll come to the assembly, hopefully, at the second meeting in October. Okay. So we have to order an appraisal. So it can't come to the assembly until the appraisal has been done. So there's additional steps that have to be done.
Okay.
And the Planning and Zoning Commission did approve it, so it's just the Port Commission that has to see it again.
Anyways, we just have to follow our process that's in the code.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments, reports? All right, there are no mayor or assembly appointments, so we'll begin our public hearing. There's only one item. 11A, it's ordinance number 1032 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending sections 3.05.020, order of business, and section 3.05.050, teleconferencing of the Wrangell Municipal Code. I'll open the public hearing and we'll have an administrative report, please.
Do you want to talk to this one?
Sure, I can do that. So this is the second reading of Ordinance 1032, which amends Chapter 3. So what this does is it makes sure that all resolutions that are over $25,000 will be placed under new business instead of under the consent agenda. And no ordinances will be placed under the consent agenda at all, no the first readings or second, of course. And then it also, any land swaps, sales, or leases will be placed under, they won't go under the consent agenda as a resolution, of course it'll go under new business. And then also it allows for work sessions and special meetings to be held either a hybrid, so either telephonically or in person or both.
Okay. And also resolution that user fees will always have a public hearing.
Yeah,
so it'll
always
be off the consent agenda. Okay.
Yes.
Any public testimony on this matter? Considering the consent agenda. All right, hearing none, I'll close the public hearing. Motion?
Move to approve ordinance number 1032.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Howe. Any discussion? Oh, Assembly Member DeBoard?
I really don't like those, especially, the special assembly meetings being included in this. So I'd like to make a motion to remove special assembly meetings from under number 1 under teleconferencing.
All right, so we have an amendment. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion. Does everyone understand the amendment removing special meetings from the teleconferencing aspect? Would you like to speak to this, Assembly Member DeBoard?
Yeah, I just think, if we're not voting, You know, if it's just a work session, who really cares? But I think special assembly meeting, to me, holds a little bit higher standard than even just a regular meeting. So I just think that if we're going to be voting, we should at least physically be present here.
Okay. And Assemblymember Powell.
Was the purpose of this, though, for like Zoom meeting and stuff like that, was that the purpose of this being put in here? Or was it the purpose of what Assemblymember DeBoer is thinking that it's not? Because we vote in Zoom meetings. So I'm asking, is the purpose of this writing here on Zoom meetings, is that what we're, why they put that in there?
Right. It would be held, you know, by Zoom, which is our teleconference process, or it would be held by in person.
So my question is, then why would we take that out of there if it's a special meeting, whether it's held by Zoom or not, we're going to vote on it anyways. That's why I was questioning why. I want to discuss it. That's why I voted,
Yes.
Did the second. So my question is why we almost need it in there for a Zoom meeting if we go back to some where we have to have some Zoom meetings.
Or what if you don't have a quorum, too? Like, you really need a quorum.
Then you can't have the meeting.
Yeah.
If you had this would allow for if you had, say, if you had two people here and two people on the phone, that would be establishing a quorum.
The whole world is going that way.
Well, presently our code says we have to have four present to have a quorum.
So I'm just asking, I mean, are you, I've got to understand it different than you did. That's why I'm questioning it.
I just don't like the Zoom meetings, period. I just think kind of more old school that there should be four of us here.
Well, I would love to have the, get rid of Zoom meetings altogether because I'm going to agree with you. But I mean, through the last 3 years, we've had so many of them that did you put it in here to allow, I mean, what I don't want to do is ax this and then we have to come back later to put something like this in to have a Zoom meeting where we can vote.
I think I'm glad that it doesn't say.
Okay, Assemblymember Howell.
I'm glad it doesn't say emergency meeting because I think that was a contentious thing that those just showed up and it was. Then you could have people from anywhere be like, "Well, it's an emergency. Let's go get on Zoom." At least this you have to advertise out. I like that it's a quorum and like the people's business can go on even if like somebody's homebound because of illness or away out of town. Like, yeah, but.
And I think that this takes it out, too. Mayor Przunka, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I do. So, I think, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but our special meeting notification is how long, Kim? Is it 48 hours?
Correct, that's correct.
48 hours. So, it's not like an emergency meeting that can be done quickly. A special meeting, there is public notification and a chance for public comment participation that is 48 hours notice. So it's not, to me, you know, a special meeting does have that notification possibility or principle. The second thing is that, trust me, I've led my fair share of Zoom meetings and I hate them. It's very difficult and it's not fun and it's not the way to do it. But given how things happen, it does happen and you have to respond and that's the way it goes. But the other thing I'll point out is that I believe that the time I've been on the assembly, people's lives take them different places at different times. And to be able, when I first came on the assembly, we canceled a lot of meetings. Business was held up because we did not have the ability to have people voting over the phone at a regular meeting. And it was just very difficult. I think it was more difficult to get business done. By the nature of how things have sort of evolved, I think we need to embrace sort of the telephonic aspect of things and allow, I think the next step is to allow quorum on a special meeting in order to get business done. So I'm supportive of the special meeting principle in there. And I don't see it as, being present or being on the phone, I guess, I'm in this day and age, I'm not seeing the huge difference to create a quorum.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Assemblymember Howell.
So regular meetings, we still need a physical quorum.
Yes.
We can't change that because it's in the city.
Right. I would not change that.
Okay.
My main reason for adding special assembly meetings to this is because a special meeting, we could say today we need a special meeting and we give 24 hours notice, and that sometimes that's not enough notice for the assembly members if they're going to be home, or like Mayor Prasanka's out of town. For regular assembly meetings, those are published meetings. Those are meetings that are in code that these meetings will occur. And so I wouldn't feel comfortable changing that. But for the special meetings, it's to give the consideration, usually because we only have one or two items of business as well. So for assembly members that have to drive from out the road, you know, or whatever, you know, it's just easier to get on the Zoom and then just have the meeting, you know, like the other day, it was just a few minutes, you know, and then have to go all the way back. It takes longer to drive than it does to have the meeting. That's what my purpose was, and I verified that it was allowable through the OMA, Open Meetings Act law.
Okay. And usually our special meetings are timely, time sensitive, like our last special meeting was. Yes, Assemblymember Howell?
I'll plant a flag and say I'm in favor of like any quorum you can reach for regular, special, any kind of meeting. I think that the world is moving that way, and people are online, and we're still answerable to people even when we're online. So I'm in favor of it, and I would need, if it ever came to me to vote on regular meetings too, I would be not against it. So that's where I'm on. That's what I say.
Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Yeah, I'll just go along with what Ryan said there. I think that is the way that we're headed. And it's not the best way because you don't have eye contact, but you certainly have the ability to communicate fully. The other thing, I guess, on the special meetings that the mayor referred to a little bit, is we can plan our lives, you know, with these meetings that are set every the second. Usually the special ones you can't, and it puts a burden on people who would still want to contribute, but without knowing what the schedules are, this provides a lot more flexibility to allow us to continue with the people's business.
Thank you. Any other comment? All right, we'll have a poll vote on the amendment, and the amendment was to strike special assembly meetings.
Okay, assembly members. Ryan Howell?
No.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
No.
Powell?
No.
Mayor Prasanka?
No.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
No. Now an amendment or a vote, whole vote on the motion as amended?
Or?
No.
Just the main motion.
On the main motion.
Because it wasn't amended. It failed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Main motion.
Okay. Assembly members DeBoer?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Okay, item 12, unfinished business. It's the former item 6B. It's on page 11, Assembly. This is resolution number 09-22-1720 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the conveyance of 29,274 square feet of public lands, a portion of Tract Y, USS 2321, within parcel number 03-006-303 to Robert and Helen Molinek for $45,000.
Move to approve resolution 09-22-1720.
Dalrymple second.
Okay, so motion by Powell, second by Dalrymple. Administrative report, please.
So whenever the Byford property was finally complete, it was kind of broken up into three separate lots. This lot doesn't have road access and it's behind the other property, and this is the actual appraisal cost that it came back at, and they showed an interest in it. So the recommendation is to sell it to them for $45,000, and that went through planning and zoning as well.
Okay. Any Questions? Assembly members? Okay. And this is why this is good, taken off the consent agenda, because we can publicize that there's two additional lots for sale. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. So right. This is good. Okay, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members, DeBoer?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. All right. The former item 6C, it's on page 88, Assembly. Final plat approval of the Byford replat, a subdivision and replat of a portion of Tract Y, USS 2321, which is plat 64-112, creating lots YA and YB, zoned rural residential 1, YC, zoned light industrial, and rural residential 1, and YD, zoned rural residential 1, owned by the city and borough of Wrangell. And Burrell and Maria Byford, and Robert and Helen Molinek.
Move to approve the Byford replat.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Howe. Administrative report.
And this, again, kind of breaks the property up into the different lots that are, enable us to sell them off.
Okay. And again, there'll be two lots to sell.
Two lots to sell, correct.
Okay. Any questions, comments? Okay, here, vote, please.
Sure. Assembly members, Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. And the last item under unfinished business is the former item 6D. It's on page 93. Resolution number 09-22-1721 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the sale of public land on the public surplus website in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Chapter 16.12, specifically lots YA and lot YB, the Byford replat, the Wrangell Recording District.
Move to approve resolution number 09-22-1721.
Dalrymple second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Dalrymple. An administrative report.
This will allow us to put the two properties on the public surplus, and then for the appraised value, and the appraised value for lot YA is $120,000, and lot YB is $96,885.
Okay, and they both have frontage road?
They have, so the one of them is on the frontage, and then the other one has access to an easement to its property.
Okay, okay. Any questions, Assembly? Assembly Member Dalrymple.
Vice Mayor, I support this, but I basically wanted to just take the opportunity to thank the administration for the work that they've done on this, and the documentation that's in the package just shows that this has gone on for years and years with a lot of complexity, and Carol and whoever else is working on this worked through the ownership issues, the trespass issues, and we've really moved forward on finally putting this back under the tax rolls. So it's a long, long process that's hopefully culminated tonight.
I agree. Any other comments or questions? Okay, poll vote, please.
Okay. Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, Assembly item new business, item 13A, approval of a sole source professional contract with Marine Systems Incorporated in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.050 in the amount of $28,936.99 for the purpose of inspecting generators 1, 2, 3, 4, and our surplus generators. Page 198.
Move to approve a sole source professional contract to Marine Services Incorporated, MSI, in conformance with Reading Municipal Code Sections 5.10.050, in amount of $28,936.99 for the purpose of inspecting generators 1, 2, 3, and 4 and surplus engines.
Yeah, we'll put seconds.
All right. Motion by Powell, second by Dalrymple. Administrative report.
So, Marine Systems, Inc., they're the West Coast mechanics that we typically use, and they're pretty much the sole source on the West Coast that we're able to use for these generators. We did the inspection on 5, and that's whenever we found out we had all the issues. This goes and takes a deep dive into 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the surplus generators, so we can get an idea of follow-on maintenance we're going to have to do to the other generators. But it's part of a five-year plan we have to go through and get the generators where we need to be and where we feel comfortable with producing the backup power that we need.
And I asked about the borough manager about the timeline, because they had a different time, and the quote's only good for 30 days, but it's within that 30 days, correct?
It is,
yeah. And then the other question I had, it says total estimated cost to make outlined repairs on unit. We're not making repairs, we're just doing inspections. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
They kind of misquoted that then.
$28,000
Yeah. Any questions, comments?
It's a lot. They basically rip it apart and look inside.
Anything from the mayor? And the other question I had was, I know it's the four generators, but is it the other two extra generators that we have?
It is. And my goal there is just kind of get an idea what those generators look like, because I don't know if we need both of those generators. And then one of the generators has all the same parts as the rest of our generators.
Okay.
So I'd like to kind of keep like generators with the same spare parts, so we may look at accessing the other generator, but we want to see the condition of them first, and then that'll give us an idea of, if we do access it, what the value of it is.
Okay, sounds good. All right, we're skipping item 13B. Thank you. Poll vote, please.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Mayor Pisanka?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. All right. Now to item 13C. It's on page 226. Approval to write off delinquent accounts and forward to collection agency.
Move to approve writing off delinquent accounts and forwarding to a collection agency.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by DeBoer. Any administrative report?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these, they're pretty delinquent accounts and they're pretty old. So we'd like to be able to get these to a collection agency before the timeline lapses for us to be able to do that.
Okay. And I asked we're going to have an investment committee meeting tomorrow morning at 9, and I asked our finance director if he had any kind of idea of the return we get when we submit these to a collection agency.
Yeah, it's pretty low overall. Plus we, you know, net of fees that you pay to the collection agency, you typically get 30% out of what they collect on, 30 to 50%. And we get about, you know, 7% of what's actually submitted. So, you know, be lucky to get more than $4,000 out of this batch. But like Jeff said, this is really just account maintenance and cleanup from, I mean, those harbor accounts have been around for a long, long time. So this is just kind of an effort to clean up our books and really true them up to what's actually being collected and what is collectible in auditor speak. So, yeah, well, you'll see more cleanup down the line too, coming down the road with respect to the different funds and stuff, I think, on the next meeting. So this is just kind of part A in that sequence.
Okay.
That
Assembly Member Dalrymple.
A question to Jeff. How long would an account go until we would put it into whatever they're calling it, or they're just the point of writing it off and sending it to the agency?
I think some of these are 4 and 5 years old.
Yes, yeah, so some of these are, but we'll start the collections process 120 days if sufficient notice has been and contact has been made. So if it's a, kind of in that bucket of 120 days and beyond, that's when it'll start.
Trigger that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But we do make multiple contacts, and we definitely try and get payments as well. So we definitely try to work with everyone to get payments.
Yeah, we try to do different modes too, you know, taking on PFDs and, you know, recording liens on certain assets, just trying to take any and all means. So really the ones that are listed here, like, there's not a whole lot to collect from them. So this kind of is what it is. So, but that way the collection agency has it, and if there is anything to collect in the future, they can do that. So.
Thank you. Any other questions? Assembly Member Powell.
So, I mean, this is public, and these names are all public, so I'm going to ask, you know, some of these people are in this town right now, and we have taken every necessary step to contact these people and talk to these people, and they know this is there. There's no, this is not something, because this is, I mean, you send people to collections, you're talking about, you know, ruining character and
yeah,
all kinds of stuff. So I just want to make sure that we have done our due diligence to make sure that these people have been contacted.
Yep. No, in most cases, these guys have got emails, phone calls, door hangs. So there's multiple modes of contact, either and by multiple staff, including me. So we try to contact, and most of these people are repeat people too, so wouldn't be the first circumstance. So yeah, we've kind of leveraged all modes to get notice across to people. Obviously, the most material balance on here is something that went to court and we actually won, and there's still nothing to collect on. So this kind of...
So, Mallory?
Yes.
That was going to be my next question. One of these is something that we did go to court on and we have an injunction against. So why are we putting that to collections when we could take this person's dividend for the next 10 years?
Specifically because they owe a lot of money to other people too. So I think we'd be in a long line. So Petersburg's one of those people, and that's just one of the many from what I understand. That's something we could make an amendment to and try to be first in line for. But without speaking to about the person directly, it might be a tough situation to do.
Okay.
Any other questions? Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members DeBoer.
Yes.
Dave Powell.
Yes.
Ryan Howe.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka.
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Hill.
Yes. Thank you. The last item, 13D, it's on page 230. Approval to hold a special assembly meeting on October 6, 2022 to certify the October 4, 2022 regular election.
Move to approve holding a special assembly meeting on October 6, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. to certify the results of the October 4, 2022 regular borough election.
Second.
Okay, motion by Howe, second by DeBoer. And
this is just to certify the election. It's just done.
Self-explanatory. All right. Any questions, comments? All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Ryan Howe.
Yes.
DeBoer.
Yes.
David Powell.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka.
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. Item 14, the attorney's file is available in the clerk's office for you to look at. Executive session, there is none. And we will adjourn at 6:40 p.m.